his friend, this year should be a special schus for Rav Chanoch Aryeh ben Zlota Golda. We're going to be learning the Siyata Dishmaya Maimur Ches, Pachat Yitzchak on Shavuos. The Pasuk says, Raki Shamar Lecha Shmur Nafshcha Mot Pentishka Chazad Var Mesher Roi Necha Vayasuru Milvavecha Koy Mechayecha Vyodatim Levanecha Ulevnei Vanecha Yom Mesher Amato Fnei Hashem Elokecha Bechori. We should be very careful, guard your soul very much, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw, and lest your heart be moved all the days of your life from this knowledge of what you saw at Har Sinai. You should tell your children and your children's children what you saw at Chorev, the day you stood before God at Chorev at Har Sinai. The sheet of the Ramban is that this Hishamer is a lav as enumerated amongst the 365 lavin. It's a lav that's mechayev schiras mam at Har Sinai. I have to remember the great event of the Sinaitic experience, as they call it. Others argue with him, and they don't count this as a lav in the minyan atariyag, because pen tishkach or pen yasuru of this pasuk are an azharan klolius hatorah. It's not mechuvin to, it's not directed at Mamet Har Sinai, but in general, not to forget Torah. The Ramban in his minyan hamitzvahs asks on himself from the sugya that we're in the kedushin called Malamed is ben benot Torah. Mala lava kasev kilu kibla mehar Sinai shenamar vadat menecha mnei menecha samach yemosh yom asher amato fnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. So, if you teach it your son's Torah, it's like you're makabel from Har Sinai, because it says you should teach your grandson. What should you teach them the day you stood before Hashem at Chorev? So it's mashma. There's not a din in remembering the mama, the great event, the experience, but rather the klolius haTorah, not to forget the Torah. So that's the mashmos of the Gemara. So how's the Ramban going to deal with that? So the Ramban answers, that in Ochinami it's true. And this, that Hamalamed is Ben Beno Torah, is really talking about Divrei Torah that are Shayach to Mamet Har Sinai. Ayein Sham in the Ramban. Let's see the Lashon of the Ramban inside, or hear it at least. Val Tita Bezeh Mipnei Darsha, the Pirka Kama de Kiddushin, Levenecha, Levenei Venecha, Belima, the Torah, Levenei Bonim. Don't make a mistake about this Drush and Kiddushin. By teaching your children, it's talking about teaching them Torah. Ki Limud Emunas HaTorah, Hu HaLimud BaTorah. That learning the Emunas HaTorah is learning the Torah. What does the Ramban mean by that? So this is a big discussion in the Achronim, so it could be that the Ramban means, as some suggest, is that when you learn Torah, you're be'etzem learning Torah that was given in Har Sinai. Now, this part of the learning experience is learning that Torah that was given in Har Sinai. So by learning Torah, you're learning the Mamet Har Sinai. Akopanim, that's the Ramban, however you understand him, that would be a good topic for a shiur in and of itself. But we have a kasha in the Ramban, and that is, why did he bring from the Sugi and Kiddushin? He doesn't bring it from the Mishnah Mefureshes in Pirkei Avos. It says there, Kol HaShokhech Dabar Echad Memishnah Somal Alav HaKosav Kilo Mischayev B'Nafsho Shnei Meraki Shamar L'Choshmor Nafshcha Mot Pentesh Kechazet Var Mesher Roi Necha. If you forget anything in your learning, it's your Mischayev B'Nafsho Chas V'Shalom. It says, be very careful and guard yourself very much, lest you forget what you saw. Yachal Afilo Tokvav Mishnah Somal, I might think that even if it's too much for you, the learning overpowered you. Tamalom repen yisurim levavecha koy mecheyach ani mechay benafsho shiav sheshev yisurim liba. That a person's only chayev if he removes it actively from his heart, but if he just learns so much and it overwhelms him, he's not going to be chayev. Al kopanim, what do you see from this Mishnah? You see that this pasuk is talking about klali as divrei Torah, not to forget your learning, and not mamet Har Sinai. So again, we have the pasuk that tells us not to forget mamet Har Sinai, which the Ramban learns is one of the 613 mitzvahs. He writes it in his mitzvah beis of mitzvahs shachach oisan harav, those mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. So the Ramban says the second mitzvah is not to forget Mamet Har Sinai. He asks on himself from the Gemara where the mashmos is that it's the pasuk is talking about forgetting Divrei Torah, not Mamet Har Sinai. And he answers what he answers, but the problem is what about the, why bring from a Gemara when you can bring from an Ofen Mishnah, an open Mishnah that also tells us that you're not allowed to forget your learning, that this pasuk teaches you're not allowed to forget your learning, and not Mamet Har Sinai. Why doesn't he ask from there? So if you look at the source, then we can understand the deeper meaning. It says in the pasuk, "V'chol ha'am ro'am es hakolos v'salapidim es kol ha'shofar v'es harashan, v'yaram v'yanu v'amdu me'rachok." So the nation saw the kolos, the lapidim, the sound, the lights, the torches, the kol shofar, the harashan, the smoke. V'yaram, they saw, v'yanu, they moved, v'amdu me'rachok, they stood from afar. V'yomer Moshe l'amal tira, don't be afraid, ki levav v'nasu, says Chem Ba'alokim, God came to test you, b'avur tiya yirasu al p'nechem levilti techeto, in order that your fear should be, you should fear him, it should be on your face, in order that you don't sin. And in the Brayis it says, yirasu al p'nechem, zo habusha, that's embarrassment. So from this we learn two things. Number one, we learn that in the Madrega HaKlalis of Yiras Shemayim Stam, of general Yiras Shemayim, there's a Madrega Pratis of Yira Al HaPanim, that's called Busha, as we learned in Chazal. And also, the Kolos and the Lapidim and the Har Ashan, the Sachakol of Mamon Har Sinai, were Poel, activated on the Neshamas of Knesset Yisrael, the Darosel, like the Pasuk says, Es Asher Yeshna Po Imanu Ayom, Es Asher Inenu Po Imanu Ayom, and it put them into the Madrega of Yira Al HaPanim. So we have this Madrega of Yira Lapanim, and it was the Kolos, Lapidim, the Har Ashan that put the Yira Lapanim, Zohabusha, and it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, that the Kolos and Lapidim came, Bavur Tiyah Yerasim Al Penechem, of Busha. So the Mahalach of this Pu'ula of Mamad Har Sinai, that was Poel, not Stam Yiras Shemaim, but rather B'mechuyadu B'mesuyam, the specific Darga of Yira Al Hapanim, is what we intend to explain here. It says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, "Be'asara ma'amaris nivra ha'olam." The world was created with 10 ma'amaris. Aye, the world could have been created with one ma'amar, but rather lihipara min harishayim shema'abdim esayilam shenivra be'asara ma'amaris, to punish the rishayim that destroy the world that was created with asara ma'amaris. That's why 10. V'litin schar tov letzadikim, and give good schar. Schar tov. So as if they're schara, but schar tov. Letzadikim shemakayim esayilam shenivra be'asara ma'amaris, to the tzadikim who sustain the world that was created be'asara ma'amaris. Now this Mishnah is very difficult to understand for many reasons. One of them is what the Maharal says, the Machilik Yesh Ben Gonev Dinar Echad LeGonev Asara Dinar. And what's the difference between somebody who steals one dinar and somebody who steals 10 dinars? So if the Chilik of somebody who steals $1 or $10 or $100 or $1,000 is only a Chiluk Kamuti, it's only in the realm of quantity, but qualitatively, somebody who steals one dinar and somebody who steals 10 dinar are the same thing. So, what's the difference between one ma'amar, 10 ma'amars? And to answer this, the Maharal writes that it's correct that there's no difference between stealing one dinar and stealing 10 dinarim. But avada, there's a difference between somebody who's goinev sela, somebody who just steals a sela, a coin, the gonev keser amelech, to one who steals the crown of the king. So what the Maharal wants to say is that since the world was created with 10 ma'amaras, so a person who sins is like he's stealing the keser hamelech, the crown of the king. So even though this is dvarim stumim, it's very difficult to understand. Ve'ein lanu esek ben istaris, and we are not, at least I am not, a great makubal or a makubal at all. Nevertheless, lefi hanira the hasbaras hadvarim is as follows: it's a dabar pasha that the chiddush that was mischadish b'shas matan Torah in the tochen haklali, in the general content of avodas Hashem, is not that the number of tzivuim in the Torah nisrabe became greater from 7 to 613, because when it comes to changing the essence of the content, the number doesn't matter. Again, quantity versus quality. It's not just a matter of, oh, 7, now 613, so this is a huge difference. No, because it's just a different number, a bigger number. So if we want to know the place of this shinui from what happened in Matan Torah, we're going to find it in the Ma'amar of Chachamim, Kilucha Hashem HaTiferes. What does that mean? Zo Matan Torah. To you, God, is glory. This, says the Gemara, Pasuk is referring to Matan Torah. So we see that the Chiddush and the Klalius Inyan of Avoda that was Mischadish B'Shas Matan Torah is called Tiferes. So the Mahalach is as follows. In Pachad Yitzchak and Maimer Dalet, Perek Aleph, it says that Chachamim say that 26 Kili Olam Chazdos, which are said in the, what we call Halal HaGadol, Kilam Chazdo, Kilam Chazdo, that we say Shabbos morning, are corresponding to the 26 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, and he didn't give them the Torah yet, and he was Zan them, he sustained them, Bechazdo. So this doesn't mean that in Matan Torah, God's chesed became smaller. Oh, until now he was gomel chesed for free, nothing for nothing, and now you have to earn it. No, you can't say that before Matan Torah the world was just nizan b'chesed, and then afterwards there's a miut, there's a diminishing of his chesed chas v'shalom. Rather, what it means is that this chesed of lifnei Matan Torah is a chesed of vitur, of being mevater, of just foregoing. Ruvain can be Mefarnes Shimon in two ways, or he can give him every single day what he needs to live, or he can give him a business that he'll be able to support himself, B'shitchias. The first way is better. Every day he's giving him his $50 he needs to live, because in the second way, it's Shimon earning the money, it's not Reuven giving it to him, so it's better for Reuven to give it to him, right? That's in the Shitchias, that's in the Chitzonius. But B'pnimius, if you give your friend a place to be marviach himself, to earn himself, you're mamik the chesed, you're deepening the chesed. The muvan of this chesed of 26 doras lifnei matan Torah is that until matan Torah, we could not be mekayim the olam derech earning it, and therefore it's chesed vitur. Hashem had to be mevater. Listen, I'll let you guys live, even though you're not earning it from matan Torah and on. The chesed is much deeper. Now we earn it, but derech schirus. Now it's schar. So now it's like we're working for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're part of the business. So we got like in the law firm, you want to become partner. Partner usually means you're making pretty heavy money. So that's what we're doing now. We became partners with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So these 26 generations are nizon the vitur. Now there's chesed mishpat. In other words, the midas hachesed creates a makor in order to earn it b'derech mishpat. You can't have matan Torah and say that Matan Torah was miut b'chazdo yizbarach. Rather, you have to say it was mamik chazdo yizbarach. And since the chesed of the hashirim, of the 26 generations, was a chesed of vitur, every door has its own vitur. God is mevater in a different way in every single generation, and therefore it says kili olam chazdo 26 separate times. For Matan Torah, the chesed is chesed mishpat. Mishpat is mitzaref, combines together all the generations to one shein, and mikan ve'ilach, since the chesed became deeper in Matan Torah, we don't find in every generation that there is a ki le'olam chazdo. Gevaldik, look there in the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, and there this Yisod is explained behar chava. So this matter that Matan Torah ve'elach, the worlds can be miskayim b'derech mishpat, because that kavod shemayim that it says shehakol bara lichvodo, that's the kavod that comes out of our avoida in kiyum haseder of Torah mitzvahs. And only because ain kavod el Torah, so kabbalas haTorah is a tenai in ma'ase bereishis. That's the kavod haTorah. Shakol bara lechvodo, that the world is miskayim b'derech mishpat, that we earn it. That's the greatest kavod haKodesh Baruch Hu. And the kiyum ha'olamas, the existing of the world b'derech mishpat from Matan Torah ve'elach, comes by being mitzarev two memories. One is shakol bara lechvodo v'ain kavod el Torah. So one is everything was created for God's honor, and the greatest honor is Torah. So here we come to the Chiddush Tochen, this Chiddush and the content that's Chal through Matan Torah and the Klaliyus Inyan of Avodas Hashem. That even though every kfifa of Avdus, every time you bow, subordinate yourself in servitude for Hashem, there is an element of Kavod Shemayim Umitzad Zeh Be'emes. All the Avod of Tzaddik Yadars before Matan Torah was Avad and Avoda of Ribui Kavod Shemayim. Nevertheless, it's still not the Kavod of Shakol Bar Lechvodo. It's not the Kavod. This Kavod is not a Kiyom of the Tanai of Maisa Bereishis. And therefore, there's a need for the 26 general Chassadim that are Mefurish in the Halal HaGadol, because it's not the Kavod of Shakol Bar Lechvodo. It's not the kavod of the kiyum tanai of ma'aseh bereishis, because shemayim va'aretz are still tsluyim va'omdim until shishi, ha-shishi, yom ha-shishi, like Chazal say, which is shishi b'sivan, because the greatest kavod shemayim is being mechaber Kodesh Baruch Hu through kiyum ha-Torah. Yom ha-shishi v'aychul shemayim va'aretz, that's when it ends. V'vadai, when the, from time immemorial, ha-shemayim misaprim kavod kel, but at Shas Matan Torah, there's a chiddush in this story. Until Matan Torah, the Sipur was begeder kfiyus uvda, was a fact, ma'isa shahaya kachoya. But after Matan Torah, this story is a different story. The Shamayim are misaper, because that's what they're waiting for. In other words, the whole purpose of creation is in order that we should be keeping the Torah and earning our world. So we are obligated after Matan Torah to keep Torah and mitzvahs in order to earn Chesed Mishpat, our existence. So we have to be mitzaref a he'ara in Chochmas Lashon HaKodesh in all Lashonos. The musag of yofi, beauty, and the musag of glory are two roots. In Lashon HaKodesh we have the same root. Pair is meshutaf l'shnei inyanim of yofi and hisparus, because yofi is not just the definition of the matter itself. Yofi, beauty, is the effect, the roshem, the impact that this matter is poel, has an effect on others. Beauty is a segula of finding favor in the eyes of others. All milas are for yourself. Yofi is lezulasa. And here we have an eruv tchum, and we have a mixing of the concepts of yofi and hisparus, of beauty and glorifying, because the whole meaning of hisparus is to, of glorifying, is to be ma'orer by others, hispilus, that they should be amazed, awestruck in this person's mila. And this hispilus is not only going to be activated by the mila itself, but rather by the skulas hayofi, if it's beautiful, if it finds favor in the other person's eyes. So that's why yofi is pe'er and hisparus is really the same thing. There's beauty and glory, because the glory is about finding favor, beauty is about finding favors in others, and that's what hisparus is that there's this glory that a person has when other people find it beautiful. Lemtzochein b'enei hazulas. So if a person has all the milas, but it doesn't find favor in other people's eyes, he has no hisparus. He's nothing to be mispire. Mispire is when you're finding favor in other person's eyes. That's the glory. And therefore, pe'er has a double meaning. Pe'er can be beauty, pe'er can be glory, because the glory is that you're finding favor in other people's eyes. They see the beauty of the glory. And that's what the rabbis tell us, that teferis is matan Torah. If I say about a certain chiddush that it's ge'oine, ge'oines, it's mamish genius, sheba genius. So this doesn't prove that the chiddush was stated in order to reveal the genius. But if I say that this chiddush was stated to reveal the genius of the one who is mechadish it, so the midah with which the chiddush was said is the midah of tiferes, of hisparus, tiferes. So since until Matan Torah, this sibor that shamayim misaprim kavod ke'el was kvius uvda. That's the fact. The fact is that you look at the heavens, you look at the vast cosmos and the Milky Way and the galaxies, whew, you see the kavod shemayim. This is mamish kavaldik. You see, this is, that was all a big mistake. It can't be. So that's mishamayim saprim, but that's kvius uvda. But we haven't yet revealed that this story is the secret of their existence. That without telling this story, they wouldn't exist. And therefore, they would be miskayim only with the midah of chesed vitor. But there's no sipur kavod of tiferes. In other words, until now, why is there heavens? Because that's the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We allowed there to be all the heavens. It's mamish gevaldik. But there's no teferes here. There's no that the reason that these shemayim existed is that's their purpose, to show others God's glory. Only after Matan Torah, there we see the Sipur Kavod is a Tanai and Maisa Bereshis, and Kavod Shemayim is how the world exists. So therefore, the Midah of Chesed Vitor was now exchanged with the Midah of Chesed Mishpat, because HaKol Bar L'Chvodo and Ein Kavod El HaTorah. And by this Kavod of Kabbalah HaTorah, the world is Miskayim B'Mishpat, because then the Tchuna of Hisparus was Mizbarer of the whole Bria that we see after Matan Torah, Shemayim Misarpim Kvod Kel. What's the Kavod? Kavod is that the whole purpose of creation is Kavod. It has to be Misapra Kavod Kel, because that's why we're here. If it's not Misapra Kavod Kel, it has no reason to be here. We have no reason to be here. So this is the twin of Hisparus, that God put the Shemayim there, not just as a fact, not just that it is Misapra Kavod Kel, but it's there in order to be Misapra Kavod Kel. But that's its purpose. And it's the same thing with Matan Torah. Lecha Hashem Atiferes, this is Matan Torah. That what was the purpose of Matan Torah? That to show the world that, and ourselves of course, that the purpose of Torah is to be Megale Kavod Shemayim. Torah is Hisparus. That it's to show others the beauty. That's a special Hisparus here to show others the beauty of Torah, because that's the Teferis of Matan Torah. That's the beauty, that's the glory of Matan Torah. And if not for that, then it loses its purpose of existence. The world, Hashemayim Misaperim, the purpose of Shemayim is to be Misaper. And we, when we serve Hashem through the Torah, we make this kavod come to fruition. And about us it says, Yisrael Asher B'cha Espar. Hashem has his powers in us. He says, look at my beautiful people. They're making me beautiful, so we look beautiful to him, Hashem. And we have to know that the whole concept of kavod that we find in our realm of perception and consciousness comes from a hargasha, from a feeling of different madrigas that exist in the world. Since there are different madrigas, one higher than the next, one lower than the next, so the lower madriga has to raise its eyes in order to look at the higher madriga. This haramas einayim, this raising of the eyes, is kavod. The makor of all the chiluke madrigas that are found in the world is in the Chiluke Madrigas that we find when the world was created, that were created with 10 ma'amaras. Every ma'amar is a special darga. The darga of Yehi Or is not the darga of Tatshe Aretz, the stock of Bereis of Brahma. The fact that Shemayim V'aretz came into existence through Ribui Ma'amaras creates in our conception the feeling in the different levels of the chashivus of various Nivraim. The Madrigo same. The world was created in Madrigas, and that's the way we view the world, and that's where Kavod comes, that the lower has to respect the higher. And that is, on our level, the explanation of the Maharal, that the chilik between a Rasha in a world that was created by Maimer Echad and a Rasha in a world that was created by Tsar Ma'amaris is the difference between a Goynev dinner, the Goynev Keser Amel, somebody who steals a dinner, a regular coin, and somebody who steals the crown of the king. Because even though in a world that was created by Maimer Echad, there's a possibility of Aveir al Ratzon Hashem, nevertheless, there's no merida of a kavod malchus. In a world created with one mimer, there's no inyan of kavod. Because if you take away from the world this inyan of chiluk madrigas, you take the hargush of chashivus. There's no higher and there's no lower. And without a hargush of chashivus, there's no makom for kavod. And according to the Maharal, that's the perish b'divrei HaMishnah, that the world is created by Sarah Ma'amaris in order to extract punishment from the Rishayim, who are Ma'abe, the world that was created by Sarah Ma'amaris. In other words, since the Kiyum Ha'olam is talui b'inyan ha'kavod, she'akol bara l'chvodo, the Kiyum of the Olam is talui in kavod, ha'kol bara l'chvodo, only through this that the world was created by Sar Ma'amaris, and we have this inyan of Kavod, now the Rasha is Pogeya B'Kisro Shel Melech HaKavod. And Memela, he destroys the world whose Kiyum is B'Sod HaKavod. And that's Lafuke from a world created with one Mimer, that the Rasha is Gonev dinner, but he's not Gonev Kesar HaMelech, so it's beautiful. So what we established is that the world being created by Sar Ma'amaris is a world created with Kavod, because Kavod is differing Madregos, differing levels. So if the world would have been created with one Mimer, then there wouldn't have been a Pekiyah on Kavod Shemaim, because it's not a world of Kavod, it's one Mimer. But it's a world created with a Sar Ma'amaris, it's a world of Kavod. So Memela, when the Rasha sins, he's Pogeya, he damages, harms, Kibiyachol, impedes Kavod Shemaim. So in everything that we learn here, we can see the deeper meaning of Madregas Mamad Har Sinai, that together with the Guf HaTorah that was given on Har Sinai through being Mashmiah, making us hear the Dibros, we also were given the Kavod HaTorah through Kolos, Lapidim, Ve'ahar Ashan, the sound, the lights, the smoke, just like the Ratan of Hashem was revealed to us by seeing, by hearing and seeing the Anochi. So too, it was also Mizgale by seeing the hearing of the Kolos. In other words, that's the famous Brisa in the Haggadah, Ilei Kerav Nilfnei Har Sinai V'lona Sen Lenas HaTorah Dayenu. So everyone asks, what's the inyan of coming for Har Sinai and not getting the Torah? Because there's Kavod HaTorah just in the Kolos. And just like the seeing what's normally heard and hearing what's normally seen was what happened in Shas Matan Torah, so to the Doros, the inyan of Kavod is connected to the inyan of Torah. Kishalehevez bigacheles ain't covered, ela Torah, like Chazal say. Covered goes together with Torah, necessarily goes together with Torah. That was the whole inyan of Mamad Har Sinai, that the Kavod HaTorah should come out from this Mamad. And that's why we had these kolos. The Kavod came out of the Kolos. V'Hatiferes, this is Matan Torah. So that's what we started with. That there's this Yeraso al Peneichem, this Busha, and the Kolos and Lapidim created this Yer al Apanim, this Busha. So that we're going to explain B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the Yer al Apanim, B'li Neder, in the next shir. But what we got from this shir, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, is that the whole inyan of Matan Torah with Kavod HaTorah, you have the Asara Ma'amaros, the Asara Dibros are connected to Asara Ma'amaros. So you have the Asara Ma'amaros with which the world is created, which inyan of Kavod, Madrega, Gabay Madrega. And so too, you have the Kolos, Lapidim, Har Ashan, that is also, those are also designed in order to inspire Kavod. Because that's the Tiferes. What's the Tiferes? Tiferes is glorifying to others. Others see the beauty in you. And that's what Hashem was doing, Kibiyachol. Tiferes is Matan Torah. That we look at Matan Torah, we say, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was so amazing. That was so beautiful. So that's the Tiferes of Matan Torah. So just like the word of Anochi and Hashem, Yielach, etc., that Seres Hadibrith created that covet, so too did the Kolos and the Lapidim, and Rohan as Hanishma, and Shom as Hanira. That we just have a higher level of perception, even above the senses, that allow us to appreciate the Kavod Shemayim. So Mirtzu Shem, obviously this is very, very deep in Yanim, and we have a lot more to say, but we will do that hopefully with the Neder. Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach and the financial means to continue giving these Shiurim, and we should be Zocha Lilmodu Lilamed Lishmor V'Lasos V'Lekayim is called Divrei Sam L'Tayrasu V'Yahavo. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.